I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
How are you this morning, Claudia?
Very well. That's good.
Okay, right. The microphone is working. The headphones are good. We are calm. We're taking deep cleansing breaths.
Yes.
You're going to go a rock festival.
Yes, with my daughter.
Yes.
At the beginning of July, I'm going to see my favorite group called Pearl Jam.
Ooh, I never knew you were a Pearl Jam fan.
Yes, I'm in love with Eddie Vedder.
Well, who isn't?
I like his music, his lyrics, his personality. I love him.
He looks good in a pair of ripped jeans. Yeah, because that's mad cool in Madrid, and we'll come on to financial matters in a minute, don't worry. But it's got quite a lineup this year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
They're mad cool. It's them, the Killers.
The Killers, we've got Smashing Pumpkins.
Ooh.
And also Maneskin.
Yeah, not a big fan. Yeah,
no,
I'm not a big fan. Well, they won Eurovision and
Oh, I don't know how they went to Eurovision, but they have good music.
Okay. Well, the thing was, I was going to get, because Queens of the Stone Age are playing a mad call, and I was going to go up and see.
I'm pretty sure
they are. And the Warning, I think they're also playing mad call, and the Warning are like this Mexican trio, these sisters who I really like.
Okay.
So I'm going to Madrid to see them.
Okay.
But Queens of the Stone Age are playing Fuengirola.
When 23rd
of June, should we go? I mean, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going.
Right, I'll see you there then. So we'll do the live Spence Clark Financial Clinic from backstage at the Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay,
we can
agreed.
See that exactly. Tax information and hard rock right then. Now today, and if you want to get involved with today's show, I love the way that we develop this show, Clyde. I must admit, are you good? By the way, sorry, good to see you. Right,
good. Very good.
Okay, so if you want to get involved and got any questions, these are the numbers today.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
We're still in shock, aren't we? Right then, let's have a look, because today we're talking several subjects. Do we want to talk about the tax on great fortunes? Is that what we want to? Because you sent me a link to that. Should we start on the beginning of the new tax year?
Let's start with that.
Here we are. I got my declaration in. My accountant laughed at me and he said, have the government introduced many changes this year?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. But the most important one, I would say, is regarding the change in the Great Fortunes Tax Declaration, especially in the autonomous regions.
I just love the name of the tax of the Gran Fortunas, but it's either a very large cigarette, the Gran Fortunas,
exactly.
It sounds better in Spanish than in English.
Fortunas. Yeah. In English, it sounds really bad. It's a direct translation.
Yeah.
But anyway.
This is applicable to Madrid and also to Andalusia.
Yes. Because what's going to happen in those regions is that their taxpayers, instead of paying great fortunes tax, they're going to pay wealth tax instead. Now, the issue here...
Was this solidarity tax? Was this...
Yes.
Right, okay.
The issue here, it's because the great tax of the great fortunes tax is payable to the government.
Yeah.
In opposition to the wealth tax, which is paid to the community,
right.
To Andalusia or to Madrid. Okay. So to not get you confused there.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not going to pay this tax anymore.
Right. Okay.
The people who are going to pay it will still pay the same amount. But the difference is going to be that instead of paying it to the government, they're going to pay it to their community.
Right. So does this mean then that the wealth tax exemptions are applied by the regional governments?
Yes.
And do these no longer exist then, or what's the situation?
Okay, so it's just that whoever paid the great fortunes, which was, I remind you, above 3.7 million euros, will continue paying. Whoever
right.
is below that, there is no wealth tax to pay at all.
Okay.
That remains in those communities, okay?
Right, okay. This is a little complex. So let's try to be clear. What does that change? What does this change exactly entail? What are the nuts and bolts, as we say in English?
Yeah, well, this has all happened because you can imagine Madrid and Andalusia, they wanted to welcome wealthy taxpayers to their region, mm-hmm. you know, to because some think that these people will produce restaurants, hotels, and give more employment.
Trickle down.
Other people don't think like that. And so when the government decided to introduce great fortunes tax, it meant that they were getting the tax. So these communities have decided, okay, we want to get the tax. So we're going to get rid of great fortunes and instead wealth tax is going to replace it. And therefore we're going to get, the communities are going to get the tax. So it's just, the difference is really who you're paying the tax to.
And is this time specific? Is this supposed to apply for only for 2 years?
The Great Fortunes Tax, yes, it was approved. It was the legislation was approved. It was to do with the Ukrainian war, and it was supposed to be temporary, only for the year 22 and 23.
Right.
But here we are. These politicians, you know how they say something is temporary, like the wealth tax, and it was renewed every single year. The same has happened with this declaration up to now. They said temporary 22, 23. Now they have renewed it to 24. In my opinion, if the government still remains there, it will be renewed every single year from now onwards.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, let's get back to what the great fortunes tax is again then.
Okay, it's a tax that taxes your worldwide assets.
Worldwide assets.
And you have an allowance of 3.7 million.
Okay.
So for a married couple, it's 3.7 times 2.
Okay, so 7.4. I'm glad you're quicker than I am. That's what you're. So back to the point. The change in Andalusia and Madrid, the wealth tax there, is only that taxpayers will pay the same amount, but it's just a different concept. There must be some reason behind this change.
Yes, as I said, that the tax is going to be paid to the community instead of being paid to the government. Because if they're going to have to pay it anyway, because it has been approved, Andalusia and Madrid are not stupid. They say, well, if my taxpayers have to pay, well, I better receive it, the payment, than giving it to the government. And that's why wealth tax is replacing great fortunes.
Okay. This was when this tax came in for Madrid and Andalusia, and you know, Andalusia has got, I think the Idealista did a survey with real estate, and they've, I think it's the top because of Zagaleta and those regions. It's even more exclusive now than Mallorca and La Distrital in Reserva in Madrid. But surely there must be other regions who are saying, hang on a second, you know, if those Andaluces, you can understand the Madrileños doing it, but those Andaluces are getting away with this tax, this wealth tax exemption. So there must be other regions which are going, jumping on the bandwagon.
Yes, there are others who are going in this wagon. The first one has been Murcia, who has done exactly the same as Madrid and Andalusia. So they're going to pay wealth tax with an allowance of 3.7 million. So great fortunes will not be payable by their community either. And then we've got the Balearic Island. In this case, they've increased their allowance to 3 million.
Okay.
On the opposite, however, we've got the less favorable regions like Catalonia, Valencia, who only have an allowance of 500,000 euros on the wealth tax. I have heard Valencianos talking about maybe reducing it and eliminating it, but right. It hasn't happened yet.
Valencia, you would think, you know, because you remember sort of America's Top 2006 and the Gran Premio, you know, that mind you, they had a bit of a problem with the regional government and Dos Trajes. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, okay. But there were rumblings that wealth tax was going to be made illegal. That was illegal. So is that what's happening? Sanchez isn't a big fan of, well, I mean, there was solidarity tax as well. Let's not even go there yet. But so what's What's the legal position then of this tax?
Yeah, well, Pedro Sanchez, I think, in a rush of wanting, hating Andalusia and Madrid, what they
those
did...
Those are the views, by the way, of Claudia, not those.
they made some changes to the wealth tax in the year 21. But these changes, it seems that were done incorrectly. Actually, were done against the constitution of Spain. So the Partido Popular have taken these changes to the constitutional court. Now, if the constitutional court decides that those changes were illegal, it would mean that people who paid wealth tax in the year 21-22 could get a rebate of what they paid. Now, it has been taken to the constitutional court. The process of the reclaim is a bit different than any other. And I'll give you an example. The plusvalía tax, that is a tax that you pay when you sell your home. Properties that were making a loss when they were sold still had to pay plusvalía tax. And this was deemed illegal by the constitutional court. What happened then is that people who had claimed back the plusvalía tax before the constitution, the constitutional court said it was illegal, got the plusvalía tax. Anybody that had not that claim didn't. So here we are where the court has not made a decision. So people who have paid wealth tax in the year 21-22 has to do it now before the actual court decides if it's illegal or not. So if anybody has paid wealth tax in the year 21-22, they can call us and we will be able to help them make this reclaim.
Okay, so you can actually claim back the tax that you paid. You've mentioned in the past that each region has its own tax rates, and this also implies to income tax. So, for example, there are changes in the different regions. Can you give me, do you have some examples of the differences in changes?
Yeah, I have always said that it's very important to find out, not only when you move to Spain, to find out what community you want to pay, not only because of what I've mentioned about wealth tax, but there's also slight differences also even in income tax. So a person who earns 40,000 euros in Madrid and in Andalusia would pay approximately 8,000 euros, whilst in places like Catalonia would end up paying nearly 9,000 euros. So there's a big difference. It's something that one must do to find out which community they want to pay, if they're going to pay more tax or not.
Now, there have been other changes, including relating to crypto.
Yes, you're very well aware of these.
Well,
yeah?
You know, crypto, right?
Yeah,
go on.
Crypto assets have been in the look for a while by the government, and they were talking about it, not talking about it, and finally the M721 declaration, which is similar to the M720 that tax residents are actually filing now at the moment. I remind them, you M720 declaration of your non-Spanish assets. Now, M721 is the same, but it's only the declaration of your crypto investments. Once these are over 50,000 euros at the end of the at the date of 31st of December 23, if they were over 50,000 euros, you would need to declare your crypto investments.
You see, I love this because you've got the M720 for worldwide assets outside Spain. Yeah?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
And now you have, ladies and gentlemen, from Hacienda, the new M721, because we will find you. I've always said that Hacienda, when they're looking for missing people, they should send Hacienda because they can find you like that. It's not a problem. Yeah. And now they can find you in cyberspace. So we have Spanish assets, we have worldwide assets, 720, and now we have cyberspace assets.
Exactly.
Do they have little uniforms, you think, they wear with, you know, Inspector the M-70?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know we shouldn't be laughing. Well, we should be laughing because it's not dull brand. But it is interesting to see how they're going to go after your crypto assets.
Exactly.
Right then. So you've got to declare, as we've said before, let's get something more earthbound. Yeah, and that may affect us because we are. Rental income. Now, this has been always been interesting with rental income. Yeah. So any changes there?
Yes, well, there's changes on the reductions that resident landlords can apply on the income tax when renting the property on a long-term basis. So basically, four new changes. The first one is a reduction of 90% with two conditions. That first condition, that you reduce the rental amount in 5% from the previous year. So this is when already a rental contract exists. And the second condition is that the property is located in an área de tensión, which is an area where it is very difficult to find a residential let, where everybody has decided to rent.
Yeah, this is a big thing, especially Costa del Sol, Costa Blanca, because...
Even Malaga, everybody is going for Airbnb. So if you decide to do a long-term rental and you've been doing it, you could... These áreas de tensión must be on a map. You can't decide, oh, I think my area. It of course, there's a list of these.
My
by
entire
the
life is in an area of the 10th gun, trust me.
The second reduction is 70% if you decide to rent for the first time and have a long-term contract for the first time. Also, again, área de tensión, okay?
Okay.
And then there's a 60% reduction if you have done renovations to your property. But, of course, these renovations have to be included in the program set by the government. It can't be just what you decide to do.
Right.
Okay.
And also if for young people, I believe, as well.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I forgot to say. You're right. Sorry. The one of the 70% deduction is not only for the first time, but the tenants have to be between 13 and 35 years of age.
So that's very to help young jobs, people, yeah. Because this is another problem that we have at the moment in Spain.
Exactly. And then finally, the reduction that always exists of 60% has been reduced to 50%. At least they haven't got rid of, but it's still there. It's gone back to 50%.
Okay. So with the lower reduction of 50%, as opposed to 60%, which we've had previously, this is quite good news. This is quite a decent reduction.
It is. Well, many years ago, it was 50%. Then it went back to 60%, and now it's 50% again. It is good news, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example. You will see it in numbers. So imagine somebody who receives income from pension, 20,000 euros, and income from a long-term contract rental property, 20,000. So somebody who applies the 50% reduction would pay 5,400 euros in tax without the reduction. So somebody who rents in Airbnb, they would pay 8,700 euros. So there's a difference of 3,000 euros in tax. So it's something that you may like to think about doing.
Now, last year there were lots of changes. However, this year... They seem to be, we call it tinkering, you know, little Pochettino used to do this, Pellegrini used to do this, little changes. Any idea why the Hacienda hasn't gone in for a whole raft of changes this year?
Well, you know what sort of people we have. We have a coalition made of people who are extreme from the left, extreme from the right. How could on earth can they agree on anything? I have to say that the rate of divorce in Spain is 50%. Okay, if we imagine this is a marriage...
You can't blame Sanchez for that as well, you know. You can't.
I know we can't, but what I'm saying is that not only they haven't been able to approve anything, or little things, or extended things, is that I think this cannot last. They're going to divorce. I give them some months, because how can they actually stay like this? They're like, we're paying their salaries and they're not doing anything. So I don't, and they'll just have an enormous fight and it'll end. This is what I think.
Okay. And we're back. And then we're back for another election, because, hey, we haven't had enough general elections in Spain recently. If people want to find more about, not about Claudia's marriage advice, obviously, but if people want to find out more about, how these new tax laws, they're going to the Grande Fortunas, etc., apply to them. I know there's some excellent blogs on the website, so where do they go?
Okay, they can find all this information in www.spenceclark.com. Now, we have, you can find an article of the wealth tax claim in the section of articles, mm-hmm. and you can find also the update of all the changes of the tax rates applied for 24 in the section of guides. So very easy. You go there, guides and article, and you choose what you want.
Right. Okay. Once again, well, that was relatively painless. Hopefully anybody just considering the tax status as well, because it is interesting, isn't it? It's always interesting. Claudia at Spence Clark. Once again, thanks very much for your time today, and we'll see you very soon indeed.
Okay.